The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you've tuned in on Friday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on the broadcast. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to visit with as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, she holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is considered one of the best intuitive tarot consultants in the United States. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Friday. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. So we get to say that on the first of the month. And you know what it does? They say that you should have that be the first words you utter when you wake up on the first of the month. But I don't actually think that matters. So while you're waiting on hold to get on my radio program today, I just want you to say the words rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. It's kind of an old English custom that pretty much allows you to relax into luck, opportunity, love, partnerships, good fortune, all of that. So that's pretty cool. So because today's also the first, and the reason that I played the 9-day energy reset information at the beginning of the program is because when you decide to do this 9-day energy ritual, what happens is that you set yourself into the energy of attracting to you what you want. And the best days to start 9-day energy reset is the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. So if you wanted to download it right on your phone, it's probably the cost of a coffee at Starbucks, but it's something you could start today and you could see over the next 9 days how things would shift for you. So that's like the reason I wrote this is that I have many of you asking me to send you this 9-day energy reset, but I called it something else at the time because I had certain rituals for certain things. Well, I compiled them all together, and for the cost of a cup of coffee, you can download it on your Kindle or on your phone or on your whatever device you have, and you could do this ritual for 9 days. Everything shifts once you start to do that. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, 702. Hi. Who's this?
My name is Latoya Rowell. How are you, Mona?
Oh, hi, Latoya. So what's your question for me today?
My question for you today is are me and my fiance meant to get married?
Right?
Yeah, or more so, is my fiance cheating on me?
Okay, so here's the funny thing, is that fear comes up in a very unusual way with a lot of people. And while I actually don't see that he's cheating on you, I see that there's fear here that you think he might be.
Yes.
But I don't actually see that he's cheating on you.
Okay.
So here's the funny thing, is that I want you to ask yourself two questions. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the first question is, why are you afraid to get married? That's the first question. And the second question is, how come you don't have confidence to realize that you're already number one in his life?
Because he's a narcissist.
Because he's what?
He's a narcissist.
Oh,
he actually videotaped us and then sent it to me out of anger last week. And I was not aware of the videotape.
Okay, videotaped you guys having sex?
Right.
Wow. Okay. Well, see, here's the funny thing, is this is not saying he's cheating on you, but what I'm getting is that you're not sure you're choosing him as the one you want to marry. So it may be, this is what I'm getting, okay, it may be that you're finding a reason so that it can be legitimate in your mind not to marry him. Because what I'm getting here is that there may be another man that's coming on the horizon here that is a better match for you. So because this last, especially since October, LaToya, what it's saying is that you're not sure that you trust him, but not because necessarily that he's cheating. I think that you have a hard time trusting him because you're not sure you can count on him.
Oh, okay. And you said you're thankful.
And it's a different vibration than him cheating on you. It is more of a vibration of, can I count on him, and is he really going to be somebody that could be my partner? So the fact that he would turn around and vindictively send a video of the two of you having sex, that would be a huge red flag for me.
Me too.
Okay. It's not him so much being a narcissist as him not being mature. I mean, here's the thing. I don't care, you know, if a couple videos themselves having sex. I mean, I don't really care if they do that, especially if it's private. And if that's something that is sort of a turn on for you guys in a private relationship, totally on board with that. That's totally cool. But for him to turn around and then send it to you as a video because he was pissed at you, that's immaturity.
So I think
the better question is he mature enough to actually have a relationship with you moving forward? And I'm going to have to let you go because your line is super, super noisy and scratchy. But I think you got the gist of what I needed to tell you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mona.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later. Bye. All right. So now I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hello, this is Ann.
Oh, hi, Ann. What's your question?
I am going on vacation this weekend, and when I come back, I want to really kind of start seriously about changing my job and kind of in a whole new career area. So anything about either one of those?
So here's the thing, is I'm looking at your cards right now, and it says here that you're just tired of having a sort of a mediocre life in general. And the biggest secret to this is for you to be open to receive your blessings, but not so much being a giver. Because what mm-hmm. I keep getting in your cards here is that you mm-hmm. you've been so much a team player and so much of a giver that you're not allowing the universe to give back to you. So it got to the point of causing you a lot of pain over the last 2 years. And now what it's saying is that there is a new opportunity being presented to you. And I even have timing for you. Because what it's saying is that if you are totally serious about going on your own personal retreat weekend, whichever way you're going to treat that, where you're very, very aware of how the universe or blessings are coming to you, and you're being very, very attentive to how people are paying attention to you this weekend, then you bring that mojo back to your job search, okay? Because uh-huh. what I'm getting is that you will
well,
probably
it's a big one. It's 2 weeks. I'll be gone for almost 3 weeks.
That's even better because this is saying
okay,
that your new job starts in April.
Okay.
So in these next 2 to 3 weeks, it's
mm-hmm.
almost as if I want you to pretend like you're a reporter,
okay.
and that what you're doing is you're interviewing people, and why they like their job.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So if you go to Starbucks as part of your vacation fund, you go in and say, do you like working? You know, how do you like working here? Or why did you mm-hmm. decide to work at Starbucks? Okay,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. Now you can't do it when they're busy. You can do it when it's like 10:30 in the morning and nobody's in Starbucks and some people are in there using the internet. But you walk up and you say to the barista, "So how do you like working here?" And let them tell you why they like working there. Okay, because what it's saying here is that over these next 2 months, between now and the end of March, you're creating your dream job, Anne.
Right.
And it's the
Exactly. I need the mental clarity first of my goal.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I hope you're going to go somewhere near the water for your trip.
Yes. Yeah. It's in New Zealand, actually. All the way to New Zealand.
Oh, my gosh. That's so perfect.
Mountains, water.
Oh, yes. Wilderness. Yes.
Wilderness.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hey. Yay. Keep your peepers open for any feathers that are in your path.
Mm.
So, and matter of fact, it's almost as if I want you to collect feathers and any coins
mm.
that you find on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah, those
you,
are
you,
things
I
find a lot.
Hyper aware of feathers and any coins that are on the ground, because what I'm getting here is that the more aware you are for this trip, the better. The more you can spend time just looking at the waves and allowing those ions to wash over you, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying that you want to target in your mind an April start.
Great. Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you to carve out this time for yourself because
it was scary at first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so few people actually do that. And don't be surprised if you make some new friends while you're there.
Yes, yeah. I'm pretty outgoing, so I really don't have a problem walking up and asking people questions. So I think
all right,
I
my
can
friend.
Do that.
Well, have a blast and call me when you get back.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So... hi, Erica. You're live on the air. What's your question today?
Hi, Mona. I had a question about my current apartment situation. I have a, a recertification appointment coming up, and I'm nervous because at my job, I make more than I should. And I was just wondering if you see everything going good or if you see me having to move.
Okay, so So you're in a low income apartment situation right now?
Yeah, in a government based income. Yeah.
Okay. And now you're making more money than when you first got into that apartment. And
yes.
Now
uh-huh.
they're either going, okay, here's what's going to happen. They're either going to raise your rent or they're going to kick you out.
Yeah. I was wondering which one you see happening.
Well, here's the funny thing is that if you tell them you have no place to go, they might just raise your rent. But according to this, you're going to have to move.
Aww.
So I know. But see, here's the thing is if you're making $3,000 a month now and you're only paying like $300 a month for rent, what's going to happen is that they're either going to raise your rent so it's more fair market, or you're going to have to find another, you know, and I'm using round numbers because they're just easy for me to calculate in my head.
Yeah.
So the thing mm-hmm. is that instead of being upset about the fact you're going to have to pay more money, I would instead look for a living situation that could be way more comfortable for you in the long run, which might be that you look out there to see if someone's going to rent a casita, you know, and that's the like little mother-in-law house that they might have in the backyard, and that part of
mm-hmm.
your duties would be to keep an eye on the house, but you probably could get the same rent you're paying now by renting a casita or renting, you know, a master suite somewhere else. But what I'm getting is that this is saying you're probably going to have to move. Now, I could be wrong. They could evaluate
mm-hmm.
your income and still think that you're making low enough to be able to stay there. But according
mm-hmm.
to this, it's telling you that it is kind of time for you to move out of a poverty mindset and move into
mm-hmm.
an abundance mindset. So you staying there almost puts you in an energy of staying in a poverty mindset. You see what I mean?
I actually pay a lot now. I don't pay anything close to three. It's more like almost $700, and it's
okay.
not cheap for where I live.
Okay. Okay. But my point is that you can
mm-hmm.
probably get yourself another apartment for about
mm-hmm.
within a couple hundred of that. And now you're not, you see what I'm saying is like the house
worrying.
You're in right now,
yeah.
it,
mm-hmm.
it puts you in a mindset of lack or cheap or poverty, all right?
Mm-hmm,
if you decide
yeah.
instead, because if you could rent a casita for, say, $500 or $600 a month, then you have somebody on the same property as you, but you still have your privacy. So I would just look out there and see if someone's got casitas to rent, because
mm-hmm.
that would be even more ideal for you, because then you'd be living in a more affluent area, even though you're renting something modest, you see?
Mhm. Yeah. I don't want to move, and I was hoping I can pull it off. So,
well,
I'm really going to try.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. They might say, well, you can stay here till August, but then you have to move. You might get a little bit, you know, a little bit of a Band-Aid over to it. But
mm-hmm.
but I keep getting that it's time for you to participate in any activity that's going to bring you a better life, not staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get.
I just want 6 more months. That's really what I'm hoping. And I'm getting my employer to help me out and, like, different things.
Okay,
I'm
well, maybe you say,
out.
Okay, sweetie,
mm-hmm.
I get August, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something about August. So if you say to them, may I stay 6 more months, August,
mm-hmm.
February, March, April, May, June, July, moving out by August. That's 6
mm-hmm.
months, okay? So you
yeah.
say, may I stay till August and see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But they might raise your rent to do it.
Mm. It's already high enough.
All right, sweetie. I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
Okay,
yeah.
See you later. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right. I've got somebody here from, I think this might be. Hold on. Is this Mindy? Hello, is this Mindy?
Yeah.
Okay, is this Mindy?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, hi, Mindy. What's your question?
Hello there. I am so sorry. My 91-year-old father was talking to me. I apologize.
Oh, bless
your
heart.
Him. Thank you.
So what's your question today?
And for some reason, I knew that you were speaking to me. Okay, so sorry. It has to do with a move. And it appears that the people calling on in are all about a move.
Well, yeah, there's definitely, yeah. So what it's saying is you've got this
mm-hmm.
big leap, and the move, the sooner the better with the move.
Correct.
Even if it makes other people uncomfortable, it's time
mm-hmm.
to move. So I'm totally
Beautiful.
On board with you moving. As a matter of fact, do you have a timing in mind? Because I'm getting that the move should be sooner than later.
Correct. I use like mid to end of February.
Okay. Well, I'm totally on board with that. And it's saying here that you're probably going to find one of the best places to live around the 10th or 11th of February. So if
okay.
you haven't already found the place, I'm getting something about the 10th that's super beneficial to you. Like there might be somebody
mm-hmm.
there that's that you already know.
Correct.
And that would make the move a little easier. The other thing is that it's a good opportunity for you in these next 9 days to do a purge and get rid of what you're not using, wearing, you know, anything. It's
yes.
just time to get rid of the old because – according to what I'm getting for you, Mindy, is that there's this big leap of opportunity happening for you, which I totally love.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you
yeah,
know,
it
does it show over, does it show overseas or does it show?
Well, it's saying the bigger the leap, the better the experience. But
fantastic.
What's funny is that I'm not sure you're going to stay there permanently.
Yep. That's correct.
So what I'm getting is that there may be something that you learn over about a 10-week period that
mm-hmm.
Elevates your skills in some way. So to me,
mm-hmm.
it seems like a win-win all the way around.
Yes, because it would be a really big leap of faith. I want to go. I have a business overseas, and I haven't placed myself in that city yet because I've been waiting on the correct opportunity and timing. In the meanwhile, I've been here helping my father, and it's time for me to go because his recovery is good.
Awesome.
So awesome.
Well,
you're spot on.
And I would do it now. The quicker,
mm-hmm.
the sooner, the better. Because
mm-hmm.
Because if you tell everybody you're doing it, then it's almost as if the universe supports it. So,
right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye. All right. We've got somebody here from the 727 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 727. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shante.
Hi, Shante. What's your question today?
Finances. Money.
Let's see. So, one of the things that I just, okay, so you know when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. But there's a card
yes.
that's coming up in your reading that does two things. It connects you with people that you haven't met before, which
mm-hmm.
for you to have a new influx of acquaintances would be incredibly beneficial to you right now. So
okay.
I would like you to find some sort of a creative class that
okay.
connects you with people and teaches you something you don't know. Because it's saying
okay.
that it's something creative that you do. I don't know if it's art, writing, performing, cooking, music, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. It's something creative that you do that actually
mm-hmm.
has the opportunity to bring you in extra income. And
okay.
that would be freaking awesome for you. So you have to learn how to do it first. But I'm not
okay.
worried about you and money. It's saying that a lot of money is just falling on you right now. You're just not open to grab it.
No, it's money been coming, but I'm like, what? Where is it come? Why is it? I don't try to question things, but I'm trying to figure out what am I doing that I'm not even really doing nothing but working. So I'm trying to figure out, like, and I don't have a bad say about money. It's just that it's been coming, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, then don't fight it. All right.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. You got this,
okay.
Girl. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
you. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Questions answered by Mona on the program are not a substitute for professional, medical, legal, financial, psychological, or marital advice. Psychic View is intended for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter for special program announcements. If you missed asking a question today, you may download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, and ask as many questions as you like directly on your phone. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. To schedule a session with Mona, please call 702-233-4790. That's 702-233-4790. Or visit her website at www.mona.vegas. Be sure to mention the Psychic View radio program for priority scheduling. Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.